fun.
Sarah Dixon, how can I help you?
Hi there. Good morning. My name is Lulu. I was calling. Hi, how are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Thank you. Doing really well. I was calling to speak with the person who handles the marketing end of the business, or maybe perhaps the owner it usually is.
Okay. Well, right now, he's busy right now.
Okay.
But I can help you. My name is Norma.
Okay. Hi. Are you the wife?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Can't put up with him that much.
Oh, that was funny.
Yeah,
that's
I wouldn't
cute.
Go that far, no.
Oh, my gosh, that was funny. I speak to so many wives, you know, I really do.
Yeah.
So it's what it's regarding, we're a premier Google channel partner, a data service provider to Google and Bing, so it's actually regarding listing the business on the first page of Google, because
mm-hmm.
we did have a position become available on the first page of Google for HVAC contractors. Is that
mm-hmm.
something you would handle? Do you handle the marketing?
Yes.
You do?
I do, actually.
Okay.
About how much are we looking at? So right now he's on that Angie's List thing.
Oh, that's tough. That's a tough one.
Yeah. It is, because I figured out that they didn't explain to us that every lead costs us like $80, even if we get the job or not.
That's insanity.
So
I'm
like,
insanity.
Oh, that's so hard, because I can't even get a hold of this one lady that gave us a lead. She won't answer her phone, emails, or anything, but we're still charged $77.
Yeah, it's a merry-go-round like that with them. It's like
so,
that.
I'm like,
it's
I'm
over
not
and
liking
over
this.
And over. Did you? Well, how long ago did they take your money?
Well, we just started 2 days ago.
Okay, you can get it. You can. You can.
$200 up front.
Right, and I know if you're not happy, you know that you have
okay.
three days by law to get your money back. You know that. I'm not supposed to really tell you.
No,
that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's legal. It's legal. 72 business hours from the day they took your money. Okay, I just did it because somebody took. I just did it like on
well,
the
16th. Well, they just took our money the 30th yesterday.
Oh, well, there you go. All you got to do is
yeah,
call them.
Already,
tell them that they misled you.
$500.
Yeah, tell them they misled you. Okay, you're paying,
okay.
Just tell the bank that you're disputing the charges, you were misled, and then when you do that, call them and say, hey, I canceled, I'm getting my money back, you can stop everything. You don't need, oh my God, that's a lot of money.
It's
frustrating.
$400 just in one day.
Oh my, see?
Yeah.
You can do it, you can do it. As soon as we get off the phone, call them up. Call up the bank.
Well, they said that they were going to make us a web page, too, and they haven't
They don't
done
even
that.
Do that. That's a lie. That's a lie. They don't do that.
They do?
Okay. No,
that's
they
that's
don't.
That's why she started stuttering when I was asking her all that.
Yeah, they don't do that.
Well, he set this one up without me here, so that's why I'm a little aggravated.
Yeah, I understand. No, I get it. Look at $400 in one day. Imagine in 1 month.
Yeah, exactly.
I called for a reason, didn't I?
You did, actually, I think. Bless your heart.
I know. It's funny how things work, but you know what? It's not fair to get ripped off as hard as everybody works. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, even if you don't get the job and if you can't get the customers to answer your call back, and then they charge you that, that's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they send that lead out to Lord knows how many people. I've heard up to 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what do you have?
This is the, I know, right? It's the first page of Google, the local map, okay? Just as if, I'm going to give you an example, or did I already? No. Just as if, let's say you were out there and you wanted to, you were going to a wedding, okay? You're far away. You want to get your nails done. So you don't know where a salon is, a nail salon. You go on your phone, you put best nail salons near me. A little map pops up, and below that are 2 or 3 top recommended. You ever done that? Have
yes.
you?
I do know
yeah.
That.
Or hair salon. Or best Italian restaurant. Or auto parts store. It doesn't matter. Anything like that. Yeah. So what happens is that map pops up and the top 2 or 3 recommended are just below that map. So that's how this would work for you guys. Okay. Anytime anybody goes on to, and this is where you're going to make good money. Okay, from good-paying clients. Because, again, with Angie's, you're going to find price shoppers. They shop. Those are the kind of people that use Angie Leads to find services. So, but anyhow, Yeah, so when they type in, you know, best HVAC contractors near me, or, you know, central air conditioning installation, I'm kind of going off of what your services are here on your Angie. Mm-hmm. I pulled that up. You do electric furnaces as well?
Yep,
all that, right?
All.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we do
so
our own deck work, custom deck work, and everything. So
really?
We don't order our deck work done. We make it ourselves in the shop.
No kidding? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's done some fancy deck work for companies. So.
Custom decks?
Ducks? Duck work?
Yeah, like, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Okay, yes. Duck work. Yeah.
D-U-C-T.
yeah, you're funny.
The restaurant that doesn't have it covered up and it's real fancy. Uh-huh.
Yeah?
It does.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, how long has this company been up and running now?
Okay, so he's been in business for 10 years. He's never went out on his own. So we started in January 1st of this year. Because he always likes that steady paycheck, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's the deal now. Just,
okay.
We have contracts with, have you heard of Community Action, which is a government program for people that's in need?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, we do all the deck work for them and their installs.
Wow.
So we have a pretty good thing with them, you know. So,
right. Oh, well, that's nice.
So he has over 10 years experience in it, and it's kind of like a family business. I mean, the kids get in there, and my daughter loves doing the glue gun. It's like a propane bottle, but it has a gun on it that you get to glue the insulation to.
Oh, isn't that so nice? Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful. Oh, and I could tell by the way you're talking that you guys are really close, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. That's really super nice. Is he doing commercial also or strictly residential?
He can do commercial.
He's commercial?
We're licensed. We're bonded. And
wow.
So we got everything. I mean, everything, we're legal on everything, so.
Okay. Very good. That's awesome. That's a good feeling.
Yes,
as far, yeah, it is. I mean, there's people are, you know, they have businesses and it's tough for them. They try, you know, it's a lot of work to get to where you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to them, you know, and you guys too, you're there. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's your service radius there? How far do you typically travel for new potential clients?
Well, last weekend he was in Tahlequah. We travel. I mean, just to try to get the business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't like to go real far, but he does travel to Tahlequah because that's where a lot of the community action jobs are and stuff, you know. He does a lot of jobs in Jay, Oklahoma. So
Jay, and where's the other one?
Tahlequah, which is a 2-hour drive from us.
Holy smokes. Okay. Okay.
Really,
I got it.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, I got a ticket in Oklahoma one time, not long ago.
No.
Yeah, I was heading from Missouri. I was going to Texas and going through Oklahoma. All of a sudden you're on the interstate and you hit these little towns, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I did, and I got put gas and I was getting ready to go, and I guess I went too fast. And this guy, the sheriff, he was not very nice.
Oh, no. They're usually not in Oklahoma, I've noticed.
He wasn't nice to me at all. It was morning. I was trying to get to Texas, and it was morning. He said I thought I was in debt. I really and truly thought I was in Texas. I swear to God, because I had been in Oklahoma for so long, and I had never taken the drive from Missouri through Oklahoma to Texas. I said, am I in, this is Texas, right? And he goes, do I need to give you a sobriety test? I said, oh, my God. Yeah, he wrote me up. But you know what? I ended up hiring a ticket attorney and took care of it for $250. Yeah, it was better that than on my insurance and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get this new in business rate here applied for us. Okay. What is your first name?
Norma.
Norma, do you need to speak with the owner in order to pull the trigger on something like this?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Norma, you sure you're not married him?
Look what he got me into on this last one.
Right? Oh, my God. Well, that's funny. So also with this position here, really quick, I want to share with you, it is exclusive, Norma, okay? Our job, what we do here is call through the area, fill the position the same day. Now, once we fill this position here today, Norma, we're going to completely close your area out. We will not work with your competitors, in other words, okay?
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Hang on just a second. I'm getting my director to do that. Yeah, it is. It's a strict Google guideline. You know, Norma, we don't, we're not allowed. We've been doing this for 18 years working directly with Google.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we do good. We follow the rules and directions do a good job getting your business listed and on a professional level. Hey, I got one more question, Norma. I'm so sorry. How about a website? Is there a website out there?
No, I need to make one if my deal. But we thought he told me not to make one because Angie's List was supposed to make one.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? And they don't do that. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so my director, his name is Andy. He's going to help us out, and he's going to talk to you about a website as well, okay, because we might be able to help you there. That's not a problem. Okay, here he comes. Andy, are you there? Hello?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for holding. Is this Norma?
This